We've been passing around a little book here that is packed with information you usually really don't need to know. My colleague Steve Inskeep spoke with the author.
Ben Schott spends his time collecting random facts of life. He's the author of Schott's Original Miscellany, a little book that compiles everything from the names of the layers of the atmosphere to the names of the four horses of the apocalypse. And Ben Schott joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you name those four horses, please?
No, not on top of my head.
Page 43.
The four horses, obviously there's War, which is the white horse. There's Slaughter, the red horse. There's Famine, the black horse. And everyone's favourite, Death, the pale horse of the apocalypse. The only one thing I would say is that, bizarrely, I'd appreciate you not asking me how to pronounce the name of it.
Schott's Original Miscellany. Why?
Yep. I find the word very difficult to say myself.
Miscellany?
That'll do.
Miscellany?
Probably not that.
Miscellany.
That's the English pronunciation.
Okay, we're actually calling the NPR library. We will have an official pronunciation here very shortly.
Excellent.
I just want to try to give people a sense of the range of things in this book. I mean, you list the names for different ballistic missile ranges.
Absolutely. It's a sort of grapeshot approach. The idea was to compile a little book that had all the information that you just didn't sort of remember, things that are just at the back of your memory and you couldn't quite recall. So it's got things like all the different cloud types, all the zodiac signs, all those wonderful washing symbols that you get on clothing, so the clothing care symbols. It's all these things that we sort of know, but we never quite know where to go to get the complete listing.
The colours of the Empire State Building, they light
Absolutely.
Up different colours.
What? They do. The Empire State Building lights up different colours for different events. For example, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it lights up red, black and green. And pink and white is breast cancer awareness. Purple, teal and white is National Osteoporosis Society Day.
Oh, here's the original Braille alphabet. I mean, so I keep just flipping through here and finding new things.
Well, it's terrifying because I've been working on the sequel to this, and I've been flicking through it just to sort of refresh my memory, and I come across things I don't even remember writing. It's just, my God, this is bizarre. It's wonderful.
Wow.
I quite like The Curious Deaths of Burmese Kings. I don't know if you've seen that on page 50.
The Curious Deaths of Some Burmese Kings. Okay, here it is. How did that happen?
Quite a lot of them get killed by elephants, which I think is wonderful. The Burmese monarchy had a tough time with elephants. One was trampled to death, one was crushed to death by an elephant, one died after becoming entangled in the rope with which he was lassoing an elephant, and one was beheaded by his chamberlains while searching for a fictitious white elephant. It's just they have bad luck. They should stay clear of the elephants. My favourite is Nanda Bayan, who laughed to death when informed by a visiting Italian merchant that Venice was a free state without a king.
He just couldn't believe that.
He couldn't believe it. There's actually a history of people who've laughed themselves to death, which I'm trying to find more about. But there's a large number of people have actually suffered and died in that way.
I didn't know that George Washington had written hundreds of rules of civility for himself.
He apparently copied those down when he was a schoolboy, and he was clearly a very well-behaved and well-brought-up man. But yes, his rules of civility are rather charming.
Rule number 107, if others talk at table, be attentive, but talk not with meat in your mouth.
Well, exactly, and that's you know, wise words for all of us. And of course, number two, when in company, put not your hands to any part of the body not usually discovered. Which begs a lot of questions, doesn't it?
How'd you get this job?
Well, it was completely by accident. This bizarre book started off as a joke. It started off as a little Christmas card that I was going to send to my friends and colleagues. And it just got out of hand. It was a 16-page booklet, and now it's a 160-page book. It was one of those things that the more I looked into it, the more I sort of explore this information, the more sort of wonderful information I came across. And you come across these wonderful lists and these wonderful sort of taxonomies of knowledge that most people don't know, but people just have an absolute love of finding out.
Have you got a day job?
Well, I was a photographer, a portrait photographer, and my day job is now writing more books.
And how do you go about researching these things?
I spend a lot of time in libraries. It's the kind of thing that you really have to try your very hardest to make sure it's accurate. And the only way to do that is really to spend time in, you know, big libraries and just go through the books.
Does anybody ever challenge your research?
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of emails. I've got a lot of very new special friends who email me regularly.
What have been some of the hardest things to find?
The hardest, well, probably the most time-consuming, was I have a list of how to say I love you in a variety of languages, if you turn to page 51. And I wanted to have a list of how to say I love you, because I just thought it's a kind of wonderfully important thing you need to know. And I have how to say I love you in Afrikaans and in French and in Hebrew and in Hindi and in Morse code, obviously very handy if you happen to be on a submarine and fall deeply in love.
Dot, dash, dot, dot, dash, 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 and on and on.
You have to be very careful because, you know, people will respond to this kind of thing, especially on the airways.
I shouldn't think.
And so for this list, for example, it's very difficult to find because there aren't a lot of written sources. So what I did was I would phone up, say, the Finnish airline and say, oh, hello, my girlfriend speaks Finnish and I want to tell her that I love her. Is there anybody there who could translate that into Finnish for me? And they would be sort of, their hearts would melt and they'd rush off and find it, and that would be fantastic. And I didn't phone up, you know, the Lithuanian cultural attaché in London and say, oh, hello, my girlfriend's from Lithuania and I want to declare my love to her, and could you tell me how to find her? So I would, there was quite a lot of cheeky lying to people on the phone, but that's the only way to really get this information from the horse's mouth.
So you have 160 pages, small print, of facts ranging from record sales, what a platinum record is, how many singles you have to sell in order to get that, to the names of all the British monarchs.
Absolutely.
How long did it take to get all this together?
It took about a year or so to compile the original UK edition, and I then spent about 2 or 3 months adapting it for the USA.
Well, now there's so much trivia out there. I mean, how did you know when you had a whole book, when it was time to stop?
Well, 160 pages was enough, and once I'd filled those, it was time to stop.
And we should mention that in Britain, they say miscellany, and here in the United States, the NPR library officially ruled that the American pronunciation is miscellany. Mr. Schott, thanks very much.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Ben Schott is the author of Schott's original Miscellany, Miscellany.
That's NPR's Steve Inskeep. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.